Welcome back. You're listening to A State Divided, HB2 and Transgender Rights, a special report by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Elizabeth Baer. 1 year ago, House Bill 2 moved through the General Assembly and was signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory. A frenzied political day at the state capitol amplified partisan bickering, triggered unintended consequences, and established a divisive law that remains on the books. This hour, WUNC takes a closer look at some of the impacts from HB2 and what lies ahead. The so-called bathroom bill served as a key political issue in North Carolina last year. It ignited conservatives and progressives, became a regular topic on the campaign trail, and drew attention from around the world. Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff Tiberi explains how House Bill 2 reflected what was happening on a national level.
This time last year, a political firebrand was barreling through the Republican presidential primary on a crash course with American history. Donald Trump eliminated GOP opponents one by one, and while some in the party feared potential down-ballot effects, the candidate invigorated millions.
I think that sort of populism, the sort of rural anger, definitely fueled HB2's rise and I think continued support.
David McLennan teaches political science at Meredith College in Raleigh. He says House Bill 2 arrived at a moment in American politics when divisions between conservative and liberal voters ran deep.
The timing of it was perfect because of the rise of Trump, and the issue itself was one that they could latch onto as more of a symbol of this sort of progressive humanism that has been, in their minds, changing North Carolina for 30 years.
HB2 is a microcosm of a larger national movement. Rural voters seeking a candidate or issue that bucks liberal agendas and big city politics. There were large, loud, passionate rallies for and against Trump and the bathroom bill.
Government overreach surely must be when they start making laws about where we can pee. So it's Monday in Raleigh.
The raging grannies gathered in downtown Raleigh in opposition to HB2. A few weeks later, a group of pastors rallied in support of the law just a few blocks away. Pastor Patrick Wooden talked to the crowd.
And we believe that it's bad behavior for a man to have access to the restrooms, dressing rooms, locker rooms, or any place where women go in private to change and to undress.
There were dozens of rallies across the state. One side framed bathroom access as a civil rights issue. The opposition contended it was about protecting women and girls from predators entering bathrooms, although there was no credible evidence to substantiate that as a public safety issue. As election season crescendoed, candidates sounded off on HB2 during speeches, on Twitter, and in campaign ads. Despite an improving economy and lower tax rates, Governor Pat McCrory made the bathroom issue central to his reelection bid. Here he is during a debate, addressing his challenger, Roy Cooper.
I've been looking for a compromise for months on this issue, but I'll make a deal with him right now. If you agree to take out this gender identity and gender expression regarding access to our schools, locker rooms, restrooms, and showers, I will support in a bipartisan effort to make sure we do not discriminate against the LGBT community in hiring or firing.
McCrory blamed the press, high-profile celebrities, outside progressive groups, and the Obama administration whenever he could. And at every turn, Cooper, the Democratic Attorney General, who refused to defend the bathroom bill in court, took aim at his opponent.
And Governor McCrory continues to go across the state telling people that this is not hurting our economy. He attacks businesses who are opposed to it and says that everything is going fine. Governor, what planet are you on?
Cooper won a very close race, unseating McCrory by less than 11,000 votes. And while it might be tempting to call McCrory's loss a casualty of House Bill 2, that isn't fair. After all, Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest won comfortably, touting HB2's safety issue all the way to his victory speech. McCrory lost voters in urban areas, and he never made strong Republican allies at the legislature during his years in office. Governor Cooper continues to lead the calls for a repeal of HB2, but Senate leader Phil Berger holds the high card. He presides over a Republican veto-proof majority, and is the most powerful politician in the state.
So I don't think straight repeal is going to occur. I think it's a very difficult thing for that to be accomplished, and I don't know that it satisfies the concerns that people have.
If any fundamental changes to HB 2 do take place in the legislature, bipartisan compromise is needed. Lawmakers aren't there yet, and even if a deal is brokered and implemented, House Bill 2 will likely remain on North Carolina's political stage for years to come.